Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The national number now has been lowered to 3 for Terry Moore and Sun Beaton Hoosier women. Tonight, Bryce Jordan Center at Penn State. Indiana looking for its 10th straight victory. And as Coach Terry was telling us Wednesday, you got to do all the little things better when you're on the road. Facing tonight a 7-2 Nittany Lion team that's going to be throwing multiple defenses at her team this evening.
It's going to be a great test for us, but I also think because of the pieces we do have, you know, we'll handle ourselves, I think, in the right kind of way. You know, when we see that, we know that that's what we're going to see, 40 minutes of the press, and they're a multi-defensive team. You know, the biggest thing with that is that we just have to do a great job of recognizing, you know, when and what they're in and being able to execute. And also, I do think that, you know, we have some willing shooters on the outside. Like, if they're open, they're going to, you know, take those shots.
And one of those players taking the shots tonight, Mackenzie Holmes. She has a run of 5 straight 20-plus point games going for her. After tonight, the women will take a 10-day break for finals. Their next game will be December 18th at home against Morehead State. Our thought for this Thursday: when we strive to become better than we are, everything around us becomes better too. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
And going inside some numbers, a number of them from Wednesday night. Most importantly, Mike Woodson's Hoosiers notched his first Big Ten win on the home court last night, 81-65, beating Nebraska, which turned into another set of very historic numbers for our All-American. Trace Jackson-Davis, 12-11-10, a triple-double. Yet another legacy moment, which made, well, last night very special.
Honestly, just solidifies why I came back. I came back to do big things, not only individually, but with the team too. Just continue to just play my hardest every game and play for my teammates and the man above, and that's what I'm going to do. And just moments like that make it special to me, and kind of is a reminder why I came back, especially when the times are getting tough, especially in practice and stuff like that, when you're like, you're just down on yourself sometimes and think of that, and then you get bright moments like this.
Well, it was a special moment for all of us. Trace Jackson-Davis joining Steve Downing and Jawan Morgan, the other two who had previously posted triple-doubles. Trey Galloway, a career-high 20. Tamar Bates off the bench with 19. Between those two, they hit 9 of 14 from behind the line. Rams hosting Las Vegas tonight, Thursday night football, pregame at 7:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.